From the South Point studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action Saturday and Sunday nights. The trials to the Edbert Million Futurity are set for Sunday night, May 26th. Impressive debut winners Norco, Wire Fraud, and Big Hurt are among the young standouts to watch in the trials. Plus, night racing's best bets. The early pick four had a big pool on May 5th. And check out the late pick four pool on May 12th. Plus, our pick six promo. Great weekends of action, always at Los Alamitos.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
And welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this almost Friday, almost Memorial Day weekend, Thursday Race Day Las Vegas show, coming to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, where, by the way, we're going to have about, about 350,000 of our closest friends for the Memorial Day weekend right here at your gaming capital, Las Vegas, Nevada, where we emanate and originate all the Race Day shows from the studios of the South Point Studios Network here at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. We welcome you to the show. Hope you're watching us on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, hit the search for South Point Studios, and you'll get us, and you can see us and hear us on the South Point Studios Network on YouTube. And, of course, all the other platforms we have, like our anchor radio stations here in town, that, of course, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM, along with all of our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .global, we got them all, racetalasvegas.world. And of course, anywhere you get your podcasting, and of course, we didn't leave out your devices, you know, your iPhones and your Androids. You can get the KSHP app to go on there to listen to us, and the YouTube app to go on there and see and hear us on any of your devices, your iPhones or your Androids. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this almost weekend Thursday, almost Friday show. All right, we're ramping it up. As we said, the officials here in Las Vegas are predicting about 350,000 people joining us here in Las Vegas for the Memorial Day weekend, and you're going to get great weather, too. Right now, outside here today, it's 73 degrees, and we're going to get up to 94 today. That's going to be the way it is throughout the entire weekend through, of course, Monday, Memorial Day as well. We'll be overnight lows will be in the high 60s, low 70s, and, of course, in the daytime, we'll get to the mid to high 90s. And it's going to be perfect weather here. Don't see any wind, however, either. So it's going to be really nice. And, of course, it'll be nice, hopefully, around the country. Right now, I understand from Jonathan Hardoon that it's about to open the clouds and rain there at Aqueduct in New York. But they say that rain's going to come through and get out of there by tomorrow. There is no racing at Aqueduct today. Belmont at Aqueduct, I should say. So right now, no harm, no foul as far as the weather there. And giving you an update on the Belmont Stakes, which will be held at Saratoga this year. The Belmont Stakes, there's a couple of key horses, couple of key decisions. One is Mystic Dan, the Kentucky Derby and second place finisher, Kentucky Derby winner and second place finisher in the Preakness Stakes, is up at Saratoga. And McPeak says he's still not totally committed whether this horse will go or not. He's just going to let the horse tell him as he did before the Preakness. However, Torpedo Anna, the winner of the Kentucky Oaks, ripped off a bullet workout the other morning, Wednesday morning at Churchill Downs, and is now headed to Saratoga. He's contemplating whether to run her in the Acorn, which is the counterpart of the Kentucky Oaks and Black Eyed Susan, in the series for the three-year-old fillies in the Acorn on Friday of Belmont Stakes Week at Saratoga, and that'll be Friday, June 7th, or run her against the boys in the Belmont Stakes the next day on June 8th. So we'll wait and see about that. He's just waiting to see how she came out of that workout. Nice, nice, solid workout before she heads up to Saratoga. Doorknock is now in the Belmont Stakes. They're going to send him up to Saratoga. Doorknock will be part of the field in the Belmont Stakes. And an interesting, interesting Son of Tappet, a horse that took, I believe, four races to break his maiden, but in such a big way, this horse broke his maiden at Churchill Downs. Trainer Bill Mott is thinking very seriously about running this horse Batten Down, a maiden winner. Just all he did was break his maiden. Big maiden winner, a Son of Tappet. He's thinking about having Batten Down entered in the Belmont Stakes. Now, you know, Belmont is not the type of trainer to just do these things on a fly. So this horse must have really showed him something. So he might be added to the field, too. Now, don't forget, we have Sierra Leone. We've got Honor Marie. We got Fierceness. All of these horses are intending on going to the Belmont. So this Belmont Stakes is going to come up real strong. Got a lot of time left, though, before they actually drop the pills in the basket and see if what the horses, what the entries will be, that's for sure. So that's the latest on the Belmont Stakes, a couple of changing the guards there going on. I want to thank Rich Eng yesterday. There was not a lot of horses to choose from, a lot of racetracks to choose from, but Richie eked out a winner for us in the sixth race at Belterra. This horse was bet down hard. Only paid $280, but a winner's a winner is a winner. We'll take it any way we can. And, of course, the Gold Rush that will be happening at Santa Anita on Saturday. That is Gold Rush Day at Santa Anita. I do believe that will be on Saturday. And that is, of course, the Chosen Vron, a legend in his own time, so to speak, will be running on Gold Rush Day Saturday at Santa Anita. In the stakes race there, one of the Gold Rush stakes races, that's for sure. And another thought that to kind of gets us a little bit taken back. You remember that Jonathan Hardoon and John Lendo, of course, as well, was talking about the overpayment of the purses in California. And so it's starting to take its effect now. And what they're doing in California now is starting to cut back purses to make up for the deficit they already paid out, because the handle is not producing enough money to keep the purse values up to where they were paying them. And now it seems that the biggest meat in California right now, Del Mar, is going through a purse cut of about 8% for the upcoming Del Mar season. So we got to wait and see what's going on there for that. That's for sure. All right. We've got Jonathan Ardoon standing by. We got Rich Eng, of course, coming back. John Linda will be with us to take a look at what's going on in Southern California, some of those stakes races they've already drawn for on a big weekend, Memorial weekend coming up at Santa Anita for the Hollywood Park meet. The Hollywood meet, I should say. No more Hollywood Park, that is. And, of course, I will have Jerry Jackowitz along with us for another thought or two about handicapping and his sheets, etc. So, without any further ado, I think we'll go to our first break. And when we come back out of that first break, we'll start what we usually do on the race day shows. Want to remind you that we do have a special Monday Memorial Day show coming up on this Monday, Memorial Day, starting at our usual start time at 7 a.m. We'll be right back.
Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Alrighty, back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this almost Friday, Thursday show, almost Memorial Day weekend, Thursday show as we wrap it up, that's for sure. Interesting thing going on today at Horseshoe Indianapolis. They have a regular pick five carryover today at Horseshoe Indianapolis. But Jonathan Ardoon had informed us, and he just double checked on that, that there's also going to be a pick four carryover at Horseshoe Indianapolis today. So it must have been crazy results yesterday at Horseshoe Indianapolis, but they have a pick five and a pick four carryover. We'll get the pick four carryover from Jonathan a little bit later on. I do see the pick five carryover on my sheet here. So we'll get started with the racing menu right now of racetracks available today in your racebook, simulcast centers, and racetracks around the country. As always, we remind you that the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone, because we're here in the Pacific time zone. And these will be the first post times that roll out in our racebooks right behind us in the studio here at South Point. Want to also remind you that because we have all of these platforms and all of these delivery systems and all this good technical stuff that takes us around the world somewhere, somehow, that we know that a lot of people are listening to us in another time zone. So our suggestion to you and our warning to you is that adjust to the Pacific time zone from whatever one you're in so you don't miss anything. Don't want you to miss a shot at making a bet and miss it because of, misinterpreting a time zone there. We don't want you to miss it at all like we miss Mom and Dad, okay? So here's the menu for today. We begin with Belterra Park. Now, Belterra Park has eight races today. Their first post time is at 9:15 at Belterra. We take a look here on our sheet to see if there's any carryovers there. We see none, so Belterra Park has a first post time of 9:15 today for eight races. Delaware Park is next. Delaware Park has eight races. Their first post time is at 9:30 at Delaware Park. Coming up after that is Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park's first post time is 9:55 at Gulfstream Park today. Their Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $141,695. $141,695 is their Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover. First post time at Gulfstream Park for their eight races set at 9:55. All right, then we get to Horseshoe Indianapolis. Horseshoe Indianapolis has 10 races today. Eight thoroughbred races. The last two races are quarter horse races. Now, here's the deal. They have a super high five carryover. They got just a super high five there today. $20,463. However, their pick five carryover, this is not a jackpot, a regular pick five carryover, stands at $132,112. All right? You have a super high five, a pick five, and there will be a pick four carryover coming when Jonathan gets with us. He just checked it out. So you got four carryovers, but interesting enough, a pick four and a pick five carryover today at Horseshoe Indianapolis. Wow. First post time is 11:10 there. 11:10 first post. All right, then we go to Woodbine, north of the border in Canada. Woodbine has a first post time of 1:15 for eight races. Their super high five jackpot carryover at Woodbine, $72,164. $72,164 in the carryover of the super high five jackpot at Woodbine. Eight races, first post time is at 1:50. Churchill Downs, it's Thursday, so they got that twilight post time going on there. First post time in the Eastern time zone at Churchill Downs is 5 o'clock, which means it's a 2 o'clock post time here in the Pacific time zone. 2 o'clock post time here for Churchill Downs today. They have an 8-race card. Of course, they have lights as well there, thank goodness. First post time is 2 o'clock at Churchill today. Penn National has 7 races. 7 races today at Penn National. They have a carryover in their Super High Five jackpot of $1,173. First post time for the 7 races today at Penn Nat is set at 2:45. Evangeline Downs has 8 races. Their first post time is 3:30. And then we wrap it up with Charlestown. Charlestown has a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $5,964. 8 races and a first post time of 4 p.m. at Charlestown. And that is your Thursday racing menu for today. All righty, let's go to Jonathan Hardoon. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm good. So they got a pick four carryover at Horseshoe Indianapolis, too?
I can't believe how much is in the pool either. $92,000 pick four carryover and a $132,000 pick five carryover. So you start with the pick five. If you knock that, join the pick four team. Whatever you want. And they got something for everybody.
And that's the format where if you don't have five, they don't pay off four at all. And if you don't have four, they don't pay off three at all, right?
I think they paid something. They obviously paid something yesterday. They pay a part of it and then carry the rest of it. And
I see.
Maybe
so
they pay 30% of it and carry over 70%.
Okay, so that's not, winner take it all or you get a carryover. There is a consolation, you think.
Yeah, there's no jackpot or anything. You're playing and you're collecting if you hit, and they pay to the highest amount and carry over, I guess, majority of the pool.
Wow, that's crazy. I don't ever think I remember a pick four carryover.
No, we were talking about it yesterday when you were telling me that NYRA approved pick four and pick five carryovers, and I said it was a moot point because, first of all, you never see a pick four carryover, and the pick five, maybe you can count on one hand the amount of times you'll see it throughout the year.
So as soon as you said you never see a pick four carryover, here it comes.
Boom, here I am.
All right, what do you think about the ins and outs, the going-ons for the Belmont Stakes? You know this is going to be fluctuating for a while, but whoever goes and whoever doesn't, it's going to be one hell of a race.
We said it, Ralph. We said it on Sunday after the Preakness. This is building up really to be the best of the Triple Crown races because you're going to have Muth, you're going to have Fierceness, Sierra Leone, Anna Marie, all of them. Mystic Dan may go, may not go. I'm sure I'll be sending one of them, either the filly or Mystic Dan, because McPeak is similar to Lucas. They like to dance at every dance, and if they get the opportunity, why not? And Lucas is bringing back the winner of the Preakness. So there you go.
Now, I know that there probably might be a kind of a thought about putting Thorpina Anna in the Belmont, but boy, she's got to be the dead favorite for the Acorn, doesn't she?
I would think. I mean, why would you want to run her against the boys? What are you going to
prove something. You can prove something if you beat that field because it's going to be a good field of boys. Yeah.
So yeah, but it's not like she's got to beat one horse. She's got to beat at least three or four that you can make a solid case for. Where in the filly race, she will be the favorite or certainly close to it. So why not stick with the fillies?
Well, I tell you, that workout at Churchill Downs on Wednesday must have really opened a lot of their eyes because they were thinking about that all of a sudden. She was coming to Saratoga to go on the Acorn, but now he's talking about, well, maybe I'll rest Mystic Dan and run her in the Belmont. So we'll wait and see. McPeak is a good horseman, and he'll figure it out. The horses will tell him where he should be running them, that's for sure. What about Bill Mott and this maiden? I know it was an impressive maiden breaker. Took the horse four times to break the maiden, but the light finally went on for Batten Down. And, you know, Son of Tappet, that's good breeding. And now, you know, putting him right into the fires with the Belmont Stakes?
Mott's not that kind of trainer. He's on the conservative side. He takes his time. He does the right thing by horses all the time. If he's going to take this horse and put him in the Belmont at Saratoga, well, pay a little bit of attention because Mott's not going to do that under normal circumstances. He must really think he found something here.
And now, all I can tell you is, as far as Door Knock is concerned, I know that a lot of handicappers say, you know, so what? But at the same time, I wouldn't think the trainer's going to throw him in the race if he didn't think he had any chance whatsoever.
And he actually ran sneaky well in the Derby, Ralph. You know, he's never passed a horse, and he got left. He had some trouble at the start, and I think he beat half the field. So you got to give him some credit. He's only going to really add more speed to the race. So, you know, I guess fierceness and some other front runners. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're that worried about him. But, again, he's just never really improved from age 2 to 3, and that's really what you want to do. He was very good as a 2-year-old. But he didn't show that improvement yet as a 3-year-old.
So he didn't show the usual maturity from 2 to 3 as far as performance.
Right. Usually they step up from those races, and he really didn't get any better.
Now, you did say, though, he ran sneakily well in the Kentucky Derby, and he took him. He was out of his game plan because of the start of the race. So maybe they're finding a new way to get this horse more involved. Who knows?
Well, if you remember, they experimented a few races back. They decided they were going to take him off the pace. I think it was in the Florida race, and that was turned out to be a total disaster. Mm-hmm. In the Derby, he was forced to take off the pace because he missed the break. So, you know, maybe slowly he's learning. I don't know, but he would have to take a big step forward, I think.
Well, and you know, we've got that. Which race is fierceness going to show up running? Although the tempo, his pattern is this should be a good race.
It's time for his good race, right? He's supposed to step forward here. I'm sure he'll step forward because the Derby performance was horrible. So
yeah, it sure was.
He has only one way to go, and that's improving. And you know, supposedly he likes Saratoga, so let's see what happens. It's going to be a great race. It really is. I don't remember this much interest in a Belmont Stakes. In many, unless there was a Triple Crown, you know, in a long time.
Yeah. And the horse that you really liked in the Kentucky Derby that had all the excuses in the world about 5 strides out of the gate when he got mauled, and that was Honor Marie. I haven't heard too much about his recovery or his training pattern since then. I know they passed the Preakness, but do you think he could bounce back? I mean, have you heard anything about his training?
I didn't hear one single word. I will tell you one thing, in all honesty. I know for a fact that he loves Churchill Downs. He had 2 big races there as a 2-year-old, and his Derby performance, nothing to be embarrassed about. Maybe he's a Churchill Downs horse. I don't know. But I know one thing, he was improving going into the Derby, and maybe he'll make another step forward now. But and he's going to be a price. So let's see what happens. Ralph, again, it's really going to be a good race. It really is.
And, of course, the mauler in the field is Sierra Leone. If they can keep him from crossing over and wiping out a few competitors, he was right there, too. So you're right. I mean, you go over and over and over again, and this is going to be a really good Belmont Stakes and a fun race and a fun weekend overall for gamblers, as long as you're not going to the track and spending all that money just getting there and having something to eat, that's for sure. In any case,
by the way, Ralph, let's not forget Muth. Baffert's coming in with Muth.
Oh, yeah.
He's fresh. I know he's coming off of a fever. No one's even talking about Muth anymore.
Muth.
And he may have been the favorite if he ran in the Derby. So there you go.
The last horse, if you remember, that people kind of overlooked that Baffert went to Saratoga was a horse called, I believe, Arrogate. And bottomed out the Travers Field by, what, 10 lengths? And paid something like $20. So let's remember that. Anyhow, good stuff, that's for sure. And we're all getting started. But right closer in our sights here is, of course, the big Memorial Day weekend. Now, you had indicated to me that there's a lot of dark clouds over Aqueduct right now, but you think there's going to be a rainstorm that passes through, and it might be okay when racing resumes to go through the Memorial Day weekend tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it's actually pouring as we speak. Oh, okay. I'm looking out the window, and mm-hmm. it's going to blow through, and by 1, 2 o'clock New York time, it'll all be out of here. By the way, Ralph, Monday is the last day of Aqueduct, the Belmont at Aqueduct. They take off until Saratoga opens. So you're going to have maybe a week and a half or 2 weeks of no racing on the East Coast in New York.
In New York, yeah. Yeah. The Belmont meet closes at Aqueduct on Sunday and then, or Monday, I should say. And then, it's a good thing because, like in Southern California, when they used to wrap up Hollywood Park, you had maybe 2 days to pack up, drive all the way down to San Diego, get settled at Del Mar, and not only at your stable, but also, you know, in your personal living, too. That turnaround was really sometimes hectic, if I remember correctly, when I was younger. But at least in New York, you know, the distance a little further to Saratoga, but they give you a little bit more time to do that.
Now they do, but in the old days, you used to close Belmont on Sunday and open up Saratoga on Thursday. So it was, again, those hectic Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to get up there, get settled. And the track's got to move equipment as well. So,
for sure.
A lot of things going on behind the scenes that people aren't aware of.
All right. So we've got that little week respite between the end from Monday, Memorial Day, until the Saratoga Belmont Stakes festival sort of starts for those 4 days there. What do they do after those 4 days? Do they go back to Aqueduct or what?
Yeah, there is no Belmont. Belmont's not going to be ready for a couple of years.
But they're not staying.
They go back to Aqueduct.
And then they'll reopen.
No, they go back to Aqueduct, and then they have a couple of weeks there before they ship, you know, July, towards the end of July for opening day at Saratoga.
Kind of crazy, but it'll work out fine for us, that's for sure. But we got, like I said, right in close view here is, of course, the Memorial Day weekend where we have several stakes races. It's going to be a big weekend of stakes racing out at Santa Anita, the Hollywood meet there. That's for sure. And they're getting close to their closing. And then we go to Los Alamitos for their run. And we will, of course, have our guy, Bob Mazursky, and covering Los Alamitos. Really a fun little meet there. That's for sure.
It's short. It's a nice, it's a bit of a change. And it's the calm before the storm, because then we're going to have Saratoga and Del Mar. And you know how crazy it is then.
That's a lot of fun, man. That's a breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the book when those two tracks get started with their coast-to-coast great racing there at those spas. All right. Well, you do have two sheets today. You have a handicapping sheet for Churchill and Gulfstream Park, and so we'll try to get a winner today off of a nice win that Richie gave us yesterday.
Let's build a bankroll for the big weekend we have coming up, Ralph. Yeah. Let's look at the sixth race at Gulfstream, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 8 horse in here, David Song. This is a 3-year-old colt from the Kathleen O'Connell barn. Hector Diaz aboard to ride. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. He's an improving horse. He's getting better with each start. I like the outside draw. Number 8, David Songs, wins today's sixth race out at Gulfstream Park.
All right, sixth race at Gulfstream, number 8, David's Songs. The 8 in the sixth race at Gulfstream is Jonathan's play there. And I guess we will go under the Twin Spires for the next one.
Yeah, we'll look at the fourth race tonight at Churchill Downs. It's a flat mile on the main track, and I like the number 1 horse in here, Cool Memory. 4-year-old gelding for the Safi Joseph barn, 9 career starts, and believe it or not, he's improved in each and every one of them. 3 career wins. He's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. Rider switch today to Tyler Gaffalione. I think he's going to be a little more aggressive out of the gate with this guy. And I like number 1, Cool Memory, to win tonight's fourth race out of Churchill Downs.
All right, the one cool memory, the one horse in the fourth race, Tyler Gaffleone aboard at Churchill Downs. And, of course, that race should go about 4 o'clock, maybe 3:30 or 4 o'clock.
3:30?
Our time. Yeah, right. In Las Vegas. All right, and full sheets, of course, for Churchill and at Gulfstream Park right now at your website, right?
JONHJRDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Well, stay safe. Be well.
Hold on. One thing. We did say there was a carryover in the pick four. Again, repeat, because I didn't have it on my sheet. Repeat it again, the carryover.
Horseshoe Indiana Downs has a late pick four carryover, right. $92,000. Prior to that is the late pick five carryover, $132,000.
There you go.
So the last four races at Horseshoe Indiana.
Horseshoe Indianapolis, Indiana. It's the same thing. It doesn't matter.
Whatever.
Now it's the last.
Did you say it's
the last five races and last four races there?
Thoroughbred. The last four thoroughbred races and the last five thoroughbred.
Let's clarify that.
I think they may have quarter horse. Yeah.
Let's clarify that. The last two races at Horseshoe Indianapolis are quarter horse races. Those are not the two races that are in either one of these pools. So it's the last five thoroughbred, last four thoroughbred races on the card, right?
Correct, sir.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jonathan. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thank you. Good luck, everybody. Make some money.
Get the umbrella out. Anyhow, we will take a next break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Rich Eng. Gave us a winner yesterday. Short price, better than a long face, that's for sure. And I'm going to ask him about the NBA playoffs. They're getting pretty close, huh? Find out what's going on there. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB port to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Thursday show. We want to remind everybody we'll be here on Memorial Day Monday. We're having a special Memorial Day Monday show, and that, of course, is this Monday at 7 a.m., and, of course, it'll be at the same time zone. So wherever you get us right now today, you'll get us on a special Monday Memorial Day show at 7 a.m. Pacific time. You know, we were taking a look at and talking about batting down this maiden breaker that Bill Mott has. He is the son of Tappet out of the mare Close Hatches, and that makes him a full brother to Tacitus. I say that because it says Tacitus finished second in the 2019 Belmont Stakes when it was held at a mile and a half. So this horse has the breeding to go the distance, that's for sure. All right, we'll keep an eye on him and all the other Belmont possibles as we make it through the shows until Belmont Stakes Day. Of course, we're going to do what we do on Belmont Stakes Day and Acorn Stakes Day at Saratoga when it comes up on the Friday and Saturday with our handicappers. Jonathan and John Linda will be going over the stakes races on those 2 days on the race day shows as well. Now let's bring in another handicapper for us, and that is, of course, Rich Eng. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rafi.
Well, Rich, you know, we're talking about racing and all that, but we're getting down to the nitty-gritty with the NBA playoffs, right?
Yeah, both the NBA and the NHL are in the semifinal stage, meaning there's only four teams left in each league. And the way they're scheduling now for television, Ralph, is you're going to see a game every night. So in a series like I'm really interested in, the Mavericks and the Timberwolves, they're going to play. They played last night, and the Mavericks won game one, mm-hmm. but they play every other night. So the next game is going to be on Friday night. And, you know, my future book bet with the Mavericks, you know, I'm unhappy to lose game one. But in a seven-game series, the winner is whoever gets to four wins first. So I still got a big shot. Just got to win four of the next six.
Well, and Richie, you're in a spot if you have a future book bet on that. When you get into the these games here, when you get if you get down two games or something and you think that the Timberwolves may not pull it out, it's time to do a little saver bet on the side and make some money, right?
Yeah, there's ways to save. In fact, I was kind of hoping that Minnesota would win game one and then I could save on Dallas because Dallas odds to win the series would have gone skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. But with Dallas winning game one, now the line on the series is just about even for both teams. But we'll see. I mean, it was such a close game if you folks watched it last night. There was a key play in the last minute of the game where Carl Anthony Towns grabbed a rebound and stuffed it through the basket to tie the game, and they called offensive goaltending, and it was just a really, it was a hairline call. It, you know, could have gone either way, and that really changed the course of the game because Dallas then came down, scored a basket to go up by four with like 30 seconds left other than, you know, going up two. So that was a key play, but these games are going to be close. They're two evenly matched clubs.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I wish the stories in professional sports and anyone from horse racing to basketball to football and whatever else, that the games are not determined by the officiating. You know, I mean, because everybody's going to be on one side or the other side of all these calls, you know that for sure. And as far as the Stanley Cup playoffs, we wish the teams that are still playing out there well, but when you're a Las Vegas fan, you know, the Golden Knights fan, and off of that big Stanley Cup win we had last year, as soon as we were knocked out of the Stanley Cup playoffs, it kind of was, you know, secondary to us who was going to move on, that's for sure. But it we wish them well as well. All right, well, we got a big weekend coming up for Memorial Day, and I guess you will have your sheets for Santa Anita available at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites throughout the holiday weekend, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'll be doing Santa Anita sheets Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, mm-hmm. and look forward to the extra race day on Monday.
Yeah, we got the Gold Rush coming up on Saturday over at Santa Anita, and of course, the Chosen Vron, legend in his own time, is going to do it again, I guess. So that'll be an exciting race for sure. Today, you don't have any sheets, but you didn't have one yesterday, and you gave us a winner at Baltero Park. So you have anything up your sleeve for horse racing today?
Yeah, I had originally sent in a race at Delaware Park, but the race came off the grass, so I'm going to scratch that pick. I don't know if the folks there had a chance to type in my backup pick. But anyway, Churchill Downs, race number two. I like the two-horse, horse called Curlin's In Charge. This is the Asmussen. So, thank you. A very nice job with the graphics. Appreciate it. But it's the apprentice Keith Asmussen riding for his dad, Steve. This horse is in a lower level maiden claiming, but should be grinding it out in the stretch, Ralph, and hopefully gets up for it. So let's go with the two. Curlin's In Charge, race two, Churchill.
All right, the Asmussen factor, Keith and, of course, Steve in their combination there. In the second race, the two-horse Curlin's In Charge. Easy to remember, second race, number two at Churchill Downs. And yes, my dear man, we have a crack crew behind us here, that's for sure. And so
they got it
on there for you. All right, so in the second race at Churchill, number two is your pick. And of course, you'll have your sheets ready for Santa Anita when it kicks in tomorrow. Well, all right, Richie, any thoughts about the game tonight? I mean, what do you think?
Oh, you mean the Celtics and the Pacers in particular. You know, if people watch game one, Indiana actually was the better team, and they kind of blew it down the stretch with turnovers very late in the game. But, you know, one thing that really irked me was if you looked at the free throws, at one point the free throws were in favor of Boston. It was something like 30-6.
Wow.
And on free throw line, which is, you know, just absurd. So if the free throws even out, I think that obviously will greatly improve Indiana's chances. And, you know, the Pacers showed that they're not going to just, you know, keel over and put their feet up in the air and let Boston roll over them. So, you know, plus the 9 points. If I'm going to bet the game, I'll probably take the points versus give the points tonight.
Yeah, as long as they play tough, they ought to be within that number, that's for sure. And so you're going to take the lumber and go with the dog tonight in the NBA. All right, thanks a lot, Rich. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. We continue on the Race Day Show. Coming up next, of course, our closing act, John and Jerry. John Lindo is next, coming from Southern California. Hey, we got to take a look at some of those stakes races that they drew for in the Gold Rush Stakes, the Gold Rush Day of racing that'll be coming up on Saturday. Some good fields there. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action Saturday and Sunday nights. The trials to the Edbert Million Futurity are set for Sunday night, May 26th. Impressive debut winners, Norco, Wire Fraud, and Big Hurt, are among the young standouts to watch in the trials, plus night racing's best bets. The early pick four had a big pool on May 5th, and check out the late pick four pool on May 12th, plus our pick six promo. Great weekends of action, always at Los Alamitos.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Okay, back on Race Day for this Thursday, and now we're going to go to John Lindo, standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing fine, my man. The weather is just great here. I hope it is in Southern California. We don't need any cancellations for this big weekend coming up. Does the weather look like it'll be great through Memorial Day?
It should be great. We got a little May gray this morning, but it's been burning off in the afternoon. It's been really, really nice. So I think we're going to have a nice, perfect conditions, really, Memorial Day weekend. It'll be fun to get out there.
And I understand that from the entries and the overnights that they're finally going to start stacking these races with some full fields.
Yeah, you know, for the first time that I can remember in a long time, in the condition book, they list the group of races to enter for. Sure. On Saturday's card, the condition book was good. They didn't have to use any extra races because the races in the book all had enough horses.
Mm-hmm.
A 10-race card, all for Calbreds, 5 stakes races. And, you know, they put 2 of the stakes races out of the pick six sequence because there'll be 2 prohibitive favorites. In the Thor's Echo, which goes to the third race, you have the Chosen Vron, who's drone in post 1 out of 5. And out of respect for him, you don't see it very often in Southern California, but there's no show wagering.
Wow.
In the 5-horse field because of the Chosen Vron.
Now, the other 4 that are brave enough to go up against him, or at least to think they can get second and third place monies, are the Chosen Vron will break from the rail at the 6-furlong distance. Then you got number 2, Sabas D, Diego Herrera aboard for Craig DeLassa. You got the 3-horse Big City Lights, Juan Hernandez riding for Dick Mandela. Number 4 is Moose Mitchell, Umberto Rispoli for George Papapodromo. And the 5 is California Tiger, Antonio Freisu for Hector Palma. What do you think is going to round out the exacta there?
Well, Big City Lights has had 9 career starts. He's only been beaten by 1 horse in his entire lifetime, and that is the Chosen Vron, who's beaten him 4 times. He's run 2nd 4 times to that horse. So it might be one of those lock him up exactas, the Chosen Vron and Big City Lights. But, you know, he'll make him run. Big City Lights is a pretty good sprinter, too.
Well, I know one of the highlighted races on Gold Rush Day is a turf race. The Snow Chief is on the turf at a mile and one-eighth for three-year-olds. And my goodness, we got a full field there. Look at this, 10 horses and the Snow Chief. And from the rail out, I guess the one horse will be the one that might very well be taking all the money, or certainly as the favorite. Number one is Shady Tiger, Juan Hernandez for Phil D'Amato. The two is Size Does Matter, Umberto Rispoli for Peter Miller. The three, Takes Three, Armando Ayuso for Mike Pipey. The four, 2x4, Hector Barrios for Craig Lewis. The five is Curlin's Chaos, Diego Herrera for Antonio Garcia. The six is Stay on the Fence, Ricardo Gonzalez for Antonio Garcia. So he has two horses in this race that are going to break next to each other. The seven is Tamarindo Star, Giovanni Franco for Jeff Bondi. The eight, Final Storm, Kyle Frey for Phil D'Amato. The nine, Stolen Treasure, Mario Gutierrez for Eddie Freeman. And the 10 is Keep Moving On, Antonio Freisu for Ian Kruljek. And I guess Mr. D'Amato has two in the race as well, and one of them certainly will be the favorite.
Well, it's a good race, and you have questions as a handicapper that you have to answer. Number one, Shady Tiger really looked good winning the Echo Eddie, but that was 6.5 on the dirt last time. Now, he has won sprinting on the turf, but he's never gone two turns ever, dirt or turf, and he goes from 6.5 to a mile and eighth. That's a big difference. He's a very talented horse. Juan Hernandez is with him. And he'll have to beat a horse that's proven on the grass, and that's Curlin's Chaos. Two starts on the turf, two victories. He's a horse that tried open company, found that a little difficult, but he's really a good, solid cowbred. He hits hard. Connections, Antonio Garcia, a trainer that not many people know. Mm-hmm. Small barn, but he does a good job, and this is a really nice cowbred who can route. But the mile and eighth distance and turf is going to be the question for Shady Tiger.
Well, I know that we'll get into those races a little bit more as the day approaches on Saturday, probably a couple of more races tomorrow, and of course on Saturday as well. But John, unlike our government, who just keeps raising the deficit, in California, they've overpaid in the purse money for several years, and the tracks are now starting to try to see if they can get that equalized and back down to where they're not at a deficit, because they are in a big deficit as far as the overpayment already of purse money. But man, when you get to the most popular racing circuit in California, Del Mar, and you see that the first condition book, I think, says they cut the purses 8%, that gives you pause for concern.
Well, it is down 8%, but it's still the highest purse structure in California during the year. It's not a terrible purse structure. You're still running for, maiden races are in the 70s. If you use that chip and win program and you have a dirt horse and you're in a barn of less than 80 horses, they'll give you another 20% for a maiden win on the dirt.
Wow.
So if you're part of that chip and win program and you're running a maiden on the dirt, you're running for a purse of over $90,000. So there are ways to maximize the purse structure and your earning capacity in California. That's why all these programs are so important, and we get those out to the horsemen back east to bring some horses in. And if they get in early, you can make a start or two at Santa Anita before Del Mar, and you're still eligible down there. So the racetracks are doing what they can to try and bring some horses back to California, and we really need it.
Now, what is the criteria for this to qualify? Because, there might be a lot of Southern California trainers who go out shopping and buy horses or get horses in other jurisdictions away from California, run them a few times there, and then bring them back into California. Will they qualify if they do that?
Well, a couple of qualifications. Number one, you have to have made your last start outside of California.
Okay.
Number two, you cannot have started in California within the last year.
Okay.
And as far as some of the other rules, those are the main ones. So basically what you want to get is fresh faces out here. In maidens, you cannot have an unstarted maiden qualify, even though you ship out from the East Coast. So what a lot of guys will do, they'll get a run in back east with their 2-year-olds just to give them a race,
yeah,
and they'll bring them out here to California. So you see a lot of one start maidens from Gulfstream or Churchill Downs that'll show up at Del Mar. Well, you have to know those were preps to get to Del Mar.
And also, if you see some horses that they've been racing in other parts of the country coming to California under a California trainer name, Well, that's not bad either, right?
No, exactly. Yeah. And you know, the other rule about the maiden bonus, you know, the guys with over 100 horses, the John Sadlers, the Bob Baffers, mm-hmm. they're going to be loaded. So it's a chance for these other guys with smaller barns to come in. If you want to take on the big gorillas in the barn, you're going to get paid to try it.
Yeah, good stuff, that's for sure. And, of course, no Linda Report today, but you'll be back to work tomorrow, that's for sure, throughout the entire weekend with the Linda Report for Santa Anita. I would venture to just to ask if you have anything today. Otherwise, we'll move on.
No, I was thinking about doing Churchill Downs, but I saw the weather reports. I thought I'll just sit this one out, and they are off the turf today at Churchill Downs, so it saved me some aggravation. So nothing today for me. We'll be Santa Anita all weekend.
Good move, John. Thanks a lot. We'll be looking for the Linda Report tomorrow and ramp it up through the Memorial Day weekend. Thanks a lot, John.
All right. Good luck today.
All right. Now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
All right. I know that we don't have any aqueduct today, but here's the thing. I had a few listeners ask me about your different symbols on your power page. And so they wanted to, I'm going to ask you what they were thinking. Feature play, value play, stars, and pop-out keys. Rank them in order of what they would consider importance.
Let me answer you the way I want to answer you.
Sure. But that's the way they asked. They said, which one is more important?
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so the most important aspect of handicapping is finding buried form that's not obvious to somebody. And even going one step beyond that is to somehow divine from the form cycle, from speed figures, however you do it, that a horse is healthy and going forward in form. Because people bet the fastest horse, but they're very often not in great form, or they're in, when you define form as doing as well or better today than they did previously. So when you find a horse that's improving, you've got an edge over the field, because they can, who knows how much they can improve. They can improve a great deal. Buried form is that there's some aspect of their form that we can see that if they could run back to it, they could possibly win at a big price. I have a good example of that was on May 17th in the fifth race at Aqueduct, was taken off the turf. We had a V horse that was listed with an M named Samama Beach. It's just a mid-range horse. It was in the middle of the group, but we knew there was some aspect of his form was buried, and he had a big price. We put a V on it. That is value to this play. And he won and paid $82.
He certainly did.
Okay. A feature play is a horse that, when I look at it on past performance, is very handicappable. Seems obvious to me that this is a horse that would be one of the contenders, if not the contender in the race. But he's already bet down near his fair price.
Mm-hmm.
So if I think the horse could win, you know, one out of three times and he's 5-2, there's a little bit of value there. I'll make that a featured play. And you'll see I mark on the sheet
mm-hmm.
my value, what I consider my value line, which is different than what the race odds maker makes his value on. The pop-out key is someone that I think has enormous value to his play. And that horse pops out because there's a big difference between what I see the value on this horse and the way he handicaps to me. And it may be a little bit buried, or it may not be. It just may be mispriced by the odds maker, and I consider that to be a pop-out key. What makes that horse pop out over the feature play? They have maybe similar handicapping, mm-hmm. but the price makes them pop out to me.
Okay. Well, so, that's good there. We're running out of time. Otherwise, I'd ask you about the stars, but the stars are real quick. Go.
Well, the stars are horses, I think, that are forward going in form.
Okay. There you go. That's it. And that concludes our show for today. But, you know, I had a lot of people ask, and so it was nice that we had the opportunity and the time before the big Memorial Day weekend to let them know what these symbols mean from your perspective and handicapping, that's for sure.
Hey, well, let him go to my website, Jerry J. Power page, and send me an email. I'll answer them.
Okay. All right. Good enough. Now, you got one more thing to say, so go ahead and say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.